efforts at a time, it gets the insect sounds of bark.
Yeah, I saw one of those up in one of my pine trees yesterday, and that.
He wasn't any more afraid of me than if he'd weighed 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
I stood right under that tree and threw pine cones at him, and he didn't move. He just stayed right there and looked down at me, and I couldn't hit him. I was afraid I'd kill him or something.
What about an animal that lives out in the woods, black and white, and smells real bad? Oh.
No, I ain't gonna try to come up with that
name. Well, just plain old polecat, yeah. What they call skunks.
We used to have the worst trouble with our dogs going out and getting in the body with a skunk. You know. They'd come in and crawl up under the house and stuff. And we'd have to crawl up under and get them.
Yeah, have a fight with them or catch one. And then the dog would stink and run over it.
What about what kind of squirrels do you have around here?
We have the gray squirrel, which is small, and then the red squirrel, fox squirrel, that's larger.
They're bigger, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any ground squirrels or chipmunks?
Yeah, we do. And there's a few chipmunks. Mm-hmm.
What about the down around your ponds in the summertime? You get these great big frogs that make a deep noise. What do you call them?
Bullfrogs.
Yeah. What about the little tiny green frogs?
Creek frogs.
Okay. What if a frog lives on dry land and never goes near the water? Would you call it
that? Call it a toad.
Okay. What kind of worm is best for fish bait?
Well, we have wanted to find where we could get fiddle worms, but all we get or are able to get is what you call regular worms.
Fiddle worms are the ones you fiddle for on the ground.
Have you ever been out hunting them?
No, but a man told me about them, and it took me a long time to believe that he wasn't kidding me when he said. And I've talked to several people now that say you can beat on the ground and they're all right to the top. I can't imagine such a thing.
But they'll come to the top.
And you just along, some of them look like snakes.
I've saw them that long, I'm sure.
My.
And they're tough.
How big around are they? About the size of a finger?
Not much larger than the plain old riggers or but they're long and they're tough.
Yeah.
A fish won't get the bait off as bad with them.
Yeah. Well,
these regular little old earthworms are so tender.
Yeah.
If you're fishing. And especially for brim, they can get them things off your hook and you won't get the fish.
That's right. What about an animal or a thing that lives in the water and has a shell on its back? Bites you. You sound like one of them must have got you.
No, but they sure did get my ducks.
Oh, did they?
Yes, they did.
I had to help her fish down here. I helped 4 ponds on the stage. Well, one of the ponds we have bass and crappie. It's a spring-fed pond, fresh water. And the turtle just took it. And she had ducks, and one of these ducks made a nest and hatched off the gold, little ducks. And she turned this pond.
They just danced to that pond.
And the turtles caught them little old ducks. She missed maybe one in nine. Then he'd go a while, maybe they wouldn't get one. Then it maybe one and nine then. And we'd go down there and try our best to get these turtles out of the pond, and we'd fish for them.
You all want some more coffee?
No, I'm fine. The cake was delicious.
I sure would like just a little coffee. I've got some that's
cold. Well, did you get the turtles cleared out of there?
We've got lots of them.
We caught 10. I don't know where those are.
I don't know how many we left.
Well, they'll sure pull a duck down, a little duck.